Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I like that.
Isn't it? That's so
sexy.
So good. I produced that.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
Put that together.
We need to get some new ones for other segments that we do on the show.
You can't. Yeah. Remember, we had the new one done for the FOF line. People are like, no. Other one was my anthem, man. But this woman sent a real nice email the other day. I think it was a woman. And that's not... I believe in my mind it was a woman.
Said,
you know what? The simple thing you do every day really gets my morning going. And I was like, what's that? And she's like, when you tell Paige hello in the first headlines. Hello. She's like, don't stop doing that. I'm like, wow.
Get some snail trailing.
Well, it came from you making fun of my laryngitis.
Hello.
That's okay.
Hello. I'm doing it for that lady right now. Hello.
This is going to be like the scene where she's sitting on the speaker box and...
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Saw what happened there.
Okay. Let me start.
Yeah, go ahead and start.
All right. I will begin with this best damn audio battle. There was an apology issued Monday after a 3-second clip from Sunday's broadcast of the Houston Rockets-Toronto Raptors game went viral. Paige.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Toronto Raptors have a... he's not a rookie. He's been playing in the league a couple years now.
It's his second year, yeah.
His name is Grady Dick. And Grady, in some kind of... was it an elbow? Was it a forearm? I don't know. But because the world is so stupid right now, Ryan Hollins had to issue an apology for saying the obvious. Now, it's your mind in the gutter for making this dirty.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
See if he's okay.
Jeez.
The 3 seconds includes the other guy saying, yes, someone hit Dick in the face. But then that guy says...
it's legit.
His thing, and he has to issue an apology. Because
he's not being ugly about that. He was...
You got hit in the face, Grady Dick.
Yeah.
So, who hit Dick in the face?
You know, they were all grown-ups here.
I don't get it.
Could we do that one again? That was a short one.
Sure.
I thought people missed it.
Yes.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
He had to issue an apology for that.
Now, look, we know how he meant it, but, you know, Grady, on the other hand, he's a little sneak because...
with the jerseys?
Yeah, with Anthony Black. Now, we don't
Paige,
have to say
stood, it. Okay, right? Anthony Black standing here, Paige, and then Grady standing beside him with their backs to the camera. Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't get it.
No, they were swapping jerseys. One jersey said Black
because
Anthony Black.
And then Grady's last name's on his.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. She's so good.
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it.
That's all good. Sometimes you don't catch on.
Yeah. She got it.
Oh, now she's getting a little.
If you ever see her go like this, that's what she's saying.
Now she's drifting off. You put it in her head now.
No, I want to know. Pictures,
dream
please.
A little dream.
Pictures,
of
please.
Oh, man.
She's thinking of Richard Dawson is what she's thinking about. Oh. Come here and give me some sugar.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Ew. I saw an old episode.
So creepy.
Even the young girls he was kissing.
Yeah. Like, get your bad breath away from me.
Back when it was okay then, I guess.
Yeah.
No, never.
Very strange.
Well, I came across the clip of, you know, there's a guy who's trying to pressure wash his house. He is an older grandpa, you could say.
Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's still married after all these years.
Good for him.
I got a feeling they drive each other crazy.
Probably.
He's trying to pressure wash the house. He pressure washes the front door.
Uh-oh.
Well, grandma thinks that somebody maybe rang the doorbell.
Oh,
so
God.
She comes to the door and,
oh,
well,
God.
The following ensues.
Did I knock? I'm squirting the house. Maybe I hit the doorknob. I don't know. I'm trying to wash the bird shit and everything out of here. What do you want? Well, then shut the f***ing door.
I'm such an ass job.
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't make this shit up. Oh,
I got to tell you what happened, because when he tells her to shut the door, it flashes to he does it again, like the doorknob, like the doorbell, and then she opens it back up, and she gets hosed.
Wow.
God, with a pressure washer?
That's when he started laughing.
That probably hurts.
That hurt like hell, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he's going at it.
The things will cut through leather.
He's standing real close, too. He's not really far away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't hear, like, she real faint. She says,
it hurt.
What are you doing?
I saw a thing the other day. And if Ring would, like, take this and use it, like, it would be some solid marketing. And it was this little compilation video somebody made on Instagram that said, not only is Ring doorbells protecting us from the bad guys, it's also recording some of the greatest farts in the history of mankind. And it shows these people, particularly women, walking and just...
Or
when they slide down. I never realized that women generally fart when they slide down.
When they fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially in an icy situation.
I didn't think they could at all.
Probably that time, Paige, when you fell and broke your leg in the ice, you probably slipped out a big toot.
I could have farted.
Yeah.
I heard a snap.
Yes. That's what it was.
Got a crackle and pop.
It was the pressure from the fart for your thong that just snapped it in half.
Paige making a Rice Krispie treat in her underwear.
Bad.
It also shows you the house in Pittsburgh that blew up all the pieces, which was... sad, but like, wow, I can't believe a Ring camera caught this.
Wow, can you imagine?
Boy, you're not kidding. Oof. You're not kidding. That was
the whole house, like,
I
gone.
I mean, that's just too much. The whole house?
What was that, a gas leak?
I think it was.
God bless.
People died.
Oh. This should be a thing on our phone. If we get annoying, or not annoying, but every time some... it's going to sound awful. But every time some kid's missing or an old person, our phones all go crazy. How about it? The phone's also a gas meter. If you walk into your house and the gas levels, it's like, murr, murr, murr.
Yep.
Radon meter. You'd know.
Something.
Turn around. Go.
All right. This is my big, not mine, but the one I'm presenting to you, the big news flub. Ooh. And it just doesn't.
Oh, I love these.
These things don't just happen in the small town. No.
No, it's not me.
This is Philadelphia. I believe it's in Pennsylvania.
Big market.
And this is ABC Channel 6's Gabriella Galati. I don't know. It sounds like a Mitsubishi.
Galati. Sounds exotic.
But nevertheless, it's where most people won't admit it, but their minds are in the gutter.
Okay.
They stay there, but then that guy, the Grady Dick guy, had to apologize.
Yeah.
Listen to what Gabriella says here.
Thursday, partly sunny skies and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
She means beer. Guys, she means beer.
Is she talking about beer?
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, that was on purpose.
You would think that someone who is, and maybe I'm giving the news people, you know what, I am giving them too much credit. They're reading. I mean, we know some people that are in the local news. They're fine people. They're nice people and all stuff. But it doesn't mean they're knowledgeable. They're just reading.
Why does this never happen here?
There's been some nice ones. I still have the Greenville News that printed the F word.
Yeah, but like,
that's one of my favorite collectibles.
I need it to happen more in the current YouTube generation to where it's immediately clipped.
Right. Can you find the one from Channel 7? Like, is that on YouTube where Annette Estes said the F word that time?
Oh, I don't think it is.
Like, I was at my grandparents' house, and I remember, this is not a made up story. I literally remember the hush across the room, and I looked
you
over.
You watched it live?
Yeah, I was at my nanny and papa's house. And my nanny looked at my papa, and I was like, are we in trouble? Like, because
we saw it?
Like, whoa. I like, that's a word I've only seen on Channel 2, HBO. I never had seen that on that channel. I'm like, well, what just happened? Are we in trouble here? She's going to be fired, Matthew. Oh, you watch. They're going to let her go.
I wonder
that was the craziest thing, man.
I wonder if they recycle old anchor names for the new people, just like thinking they won't remember them. Like,
do they get to come up with their own names? Like in wrestling, you get to have it on your own name on the indie circuit. But if you know TKO signs you, you're going to be Lash Legend or Trick Willie, whatever name they want to give you. Who knows?
Oh man!
But yeah, that's Channel 6 in Philly. That was Gabriella Galati.
I'm going to go check it out now just to at least see, you know.
Talking about beer. Talking about beer, guys.
Talking about beer. She's talking about beer.
Okay.
Talking about beer, guys.
Okay.
Talking about beer.
Sports guy's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure she is. Yeah.
I got two of these right here. We'll go hang out.
Yeah. Fist bump me. Not like that.
Double. Double bump.
All right. What do you got now?
You want to go again? You want to double up?
Hell yeah. This is the one you said was sentimental. This isn't sentimental. This is.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, it's silly. It's somebody sent it to me because of obvious reasons you'll see here in a moment. But the funniest thing is the guy's accent. The thing that makes the world great is like we are not all the same. If we all, this glimpse of the future that we all see in movies, everybody's wearing the same outfit. Everybody's got big, huge eyeballs, big old heads, everything. Everybody looks the same. What fun would that be? The fun is everyone's different. And if you, it gives you a little chuckle every once in a while at someone else's expense. What's wrong with that? So here's a guy with a great name who is on an expedition. You know how when you go on a cruise, you go do these little excursions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were doing a little jungle tour. Fun. And this guy with the great name slides off the side of a mountain.
What? What?
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there. So. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew to come back.
Wait, what did he say?
Rebecca is Matthew's fiance, according to the comments that I read on there. And that
did the guy die?
So a lot of people will put on there, don't worry, they're okay. I did not see that on there.
Oh, now I got to do that one again.
Matthew, come back. Like he had a decision. You literally, I will share this. I guess my I can goodness. Do it on my personal one and tag Rise Guys in it and share it over there. But this guy literally disappears out of the camera view down the side of a mountain. Or not a mountain, a cliff, let's say.
Oh, that's worse.
In Jamaica, Mom. Yeah.
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there, sir. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew to come back.
You hear Rebecca? Oh, my God.
I know she had an accent.
Come back, Matthew. Come back.
We can be together now, Rebecca.
Fly back up here. You just disappeared through the jungle, man.
He probably kicked him off the mountain. So he hooked up with Rebecca.
He hooked up with Becky.
Becky, we can be together, man.
Come back, Matthew. Use that for your little funny little sound drops and stuff. Come back, Matthew. Like if I have to run out of the room to the bathroom or something. Come back, Matthew.
I mean, I saved one from last time.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
That's
a mess. Well,
That is something.
Oh,
else.
Look who just gave himself the take home bit.
Yeah, I'll finish with
this. He must think this one reigns supreme then.
I enjoyed it, but
we're
I'm telling
winners
you.
Here.
Oh, he's got something in store, and I can't wait. What do you have?
The balls people have to mess with random people without thinking about any kind of consequence these days is really saying something.
Balls.
This guy goes, so you buy Balin now, you have ticks. Balls are making
waffles. Hey, mother blankers.
Making waffles. So, not only is he in a big box retailer abusing the handheld intercom system or whatever, he's impersonating being a worker.
Okay.
So, it's two people doing this. You got the one guy walking up to the customer, and you got the other guy talking to the fake worker through the handset.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's relaying the information to the customer, and it just, well, it goes awry from there, trying to kick the guy out of the store. Little do they know, evidently they're messing with somebody who's got a lot of money. Or so he says.
Oh, my God.
That guy next to you, he just shoved a couple items up his ass.
The gentleman right next to me?
He has a couple items up his right now. So I'm going to bend over and inspect his anus.
He can kiss my ass. I ain't got a damn thing in myself. Oh, yeah. Damn multimillionaire. F*** you guys.
Let me talk to him.
Wait, see anything in my pocket?
He said he's not stealing anything. Are you sure you caught him on the cameras?
I'll sue you.
You're going to have to bend over right now.
I'll sue your f***ing ass, okay?
Check your anus.
He wants to check you. He wants you to put your pants down.
Here. You see anything on me?
We need to inspect
you see that bracelet? That's $12,000.
Let me tell him.
You see the rings? I got $40,000 in jewelry on me. F*** you.
Here, let me see what he said.
All that's fake.
Oh, he said it's fake.
Huh?
He said the jewelry is fake.
And take your mother f***ing ass.
All that's fake.
Get his f***ing name.
It's boss, Johnny. Johnny the boss. He's like the man. He wants you to leave, I guess.
F*** him. Come throw me out. Come arrest me, you mother f***er.
Yeah.
He's out now, yeah. I guess.
He's like a bit of an ass to me, too.
You can s*** my f***ing b***h, you ass.
Yeah.
I will.
What?
You got to see the look on the guy's face afterwards.
God.
Hey, I will.
What's his name? That's Boss Jimmy.
Oh my God.
Boss Johnny.
I got $40,000 worth of rings.
My goodness.
See that watch? That's $18,000.
I like how the setup is something you'll never hear. Like, customer's got something up his ass.
He's got not shoplifting. He's got something literally. I don't have anything in me.
I'm a multimillionaire. You're a multimillionaire with stuff up your bum.
You know, like, oh my God. See, now that one I enjoy. That's funny to me.
Boofing ball cards.
The other stuff where they walk up and they're scaring people or you know, farting on them.
That's all been done before.
Asking for the brother.
So last year. It also, is. I would hit them.
Oh, yeah.
Stuffing stakes was getting hot. In their pants.
But see, that's the problem you got to worry about, because I'll give you a great example. Buddy of mine has a, well, I don't know the exact age. I never do. But let's say like 15, 16 years old.
Yep.
You see this kid, you think 25 years old. I mean, he's so tall and like gangly, not gangly, but like, I mean, they're growing them bigger now.
It's like the girls where you think that girl's probably 25, but she's like 14.
Jeez. And I was like, man, like if that kid like talked crap to me, I would hit that kid.
What?
But he looked 25. But he would really have been 15 or 16. I'm not quite sure.
You better call Rob if you hit that kid.
No, I'm not going to hit that kid. But okay. I'm saying if I ever hit anyone, I'm going to card him first.
You should.
Okay.
I was telling you to call Rob to hit the kid because, you know, Rob's a little
Rob
smaller.
Will be a hitman as well.
He looks younger.
Yeah. Rob.
He's a younger looking man.
He and Jug are a task force.
They really are.
They will go.
They'll get you.
They'll get you.
Man, that was fun.
Fat boy, you win. I mean, that last one, that took it over the top. God. That was solid. That was really good. Come back, Matthew.
It's fun finding these.
Yeah, it is. If you got something, whether it's on, you know, your own stuff, or you see something, tag us in it. You can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933.
Yeah.
Fatboy933. I am O Matthew. That's O H M A F F E W. That's the way my daddy would holler at me when he'd get mad at me. Oh, Matthew.
Matthew.
And you could get some credit for the next Best M Audio Battle. Congratulations to you, Fat Boy. Congratulations to Boss Johnny.
It's like you said, we all win. We're all winners.
We're all winners today.
Give us a
trophy. To win it.
Unless you got to work outside today. All right. I believe it's over, though.
Well, it's getting better now.
The waters will rescind. Recede. Which one?
Go away, whichever one that is.
All right. Morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cool. This is Trump's walkout music last night.
Everybody look.
It's kind of chill.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
You know, I went to the grocery store yesterday and they had none.
No eggs?
Like, and they were not on sale. I think people are really going and buying them.
Hoarding eggs like they did toilet paper? Oh. That's dumb.
Not that. Not hoarding them and like saving them, because, I mean, you know, it's shelf life. But, like, is there a black market for eggs?
Can you freeze them?
No. They will have limits. People are getting duck eggs, too, and they got Lucy's, like Paige talked about in the news.
Right.
Like old C-Store beer cases. Get you Lucy.
You know, even my egg connection, my egg dealer.
Yeah.
It went fast. Like, you know, she sent out the group chat, and it was like within minutes all her eggs
were gone. I have an armed guard in my chicken coop now.
Do you? Should. I would think yeah. You should. Like, yeah.
You know what was left? Were the
one armed guard. He lost an arm. I only have one armed guard. Not one guy, but he only has one arm.
Well, you employ the handicap, so that's...
I forget and wave at him.
You need to get a donkey.
That's commendable.
Yeah.
To guard your crew.
It's a tax break.
They got the egg beaters left, but those aren't real eggs.
Oh,
are they?
God.
They come in the plastic.
Dude, container. I remember... I'm not going to say the name, but there was this... What you would call an old school diner that was in Greenville years ago. And that wasn't a corporate owned one. It was just a diner. And diner, 69er. Dude, Baylin, she's getting me. I'm getting Tourette's just by watching.
I got to rewind it to see the ticks. That's why I can't finish an episode in time.
This place, I loved going there. And then I just happened to, out of boredom one day, just kind of look over at the counter and watch them prepare my omelet. And it was an egg beater. And I'm like,
you got to pay an upcharge for it. And they're already expensive.
And my then person of interest said, but you like them, though. I'm like, I don't now.
No.
It's a weird thing in my head.
They aren't real eggs, right? Are they real eggs?
It's like when I found out that...
I don't know.
This is like a bougie thing to say, but I don't eat American cheese anymore. And I love this country.
Why? You don't like our cheese?
Because it's not
cheese?
Real. It's
you don't
cheese
like our
food.
Cheese?
It's cheese food.
You go.
I don't like cheese that much anymore.
I get...
Velveeta's nasty.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, by definition, that's not cheese. It's a cheese food. But
that's scary.
I know. I mean, it really is. It's
because when you're on WIC, all you get is you know, wheat cereal and cheese.
Yeah, eggs. And everything comes in a box.
And dog fruit food juice really isn't food. The juice. It's like, ugh.
It just once I kind of realized that and kind of started looking into it, I'm like, God, that stuff tastes like garbage. I'm bougie with cheese. I am. I eat a nice aged Swiss.
I don't think I can eat cheese anymore.
Yeah.
I had a grilled cheese yesterday, and I really felt sick. Not like sick to my stomach, but like this taste.
You didn't awful. Open it, did you?
No, I mean, like, okay. you gotta cook it. And
like, you ever eat a grilled cheese with bacon on it? That is scrumptious.
No, what but it sounds called? Good.
It's called a bacon and grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh.
And it's, yeah.
I mean, well, if I order it, I'll remember that.
It sounds like, you know, it's just a like a comfort food kind of thing. To me. I'd like to have that with some tomato soup.
Yeah, minus the bacon though.
Maybe the cheese was okay. Maybe that's the problem. I'm used to the cheap cheese that when you spring for some good stuff, it tastes too rich.
Do you like a sharp pages? Is it cheddar?
I believe it's cheddar.
Oh, cheddar.
Yeah, on a burger, like the
yeah,
but it has to be limited now.
Do you like? I might even call them charcuterie Gouda? Board. Do you like cheese and meat trays? Yes.
No, I feel like that's a cheap way to host a party without spending money.
Shoot,
oh, dude, that's how you spend your money.
See,
get a nice Gouda.
That stuff like that's pricey. But it's.
I realized it when you dropped a bull dookie on me.
It's like, wonderful. I like it with. I'd like to take a sharp cheese and a nice sausage and maybe have some grapes, pineapple wedge.
Oh,
in there.
Well, you know that
drinking wine.
That used to be the good Christmas gift. You get the Pepperidge Farm sausage and get the cheese with it.
God,
sipping some wine prosecco.
I know the old lady that'd be in the mall.
Yeah,
she was.
Jack Sample.
They had, like, I think she was like one of the original homesteaders from the Hillshire Farm, because like she looked like the grandma from the Tweety Bird cartoons. Remember that lady?
Yes.
And she was out there dressed like she was some kind of
blue dress.
Mennonite lady. Yeah,
she didn't look like the grandma from 227.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Which is the grandma from Don't Be a Menace.
She didn't look like an old basset hound sitting. Hey, Mary.
Can I give your old kid a cookie, a cracker on me? Can I give this cracker a cracker?
Hey, Mary. Like, is she still alive?
You know what? She's got Hal Williams still is.
Yeah.
And
like, if you go meet, God, Marla I used Gibbs to know her. Marla Gibbs, that's it. Like, if you go meet her at a Comic-Con, is she going to be dressed as 227 Mary, or is she going to be dressed as Florida, or... Oh, come on.
Oh.
Wheezy, George, and...
Flo?
No, that's...
Man, Helen Martin was the grandma. We lost her in 2000.
Aww.
She would have been 100 in 2009.
Hey, Mary. God, come on.
He still hit like a bitch.
George Jefferson, Wheezy Jefferson. Who was the housekeeper? You had Mr. Bentley, you had the Willises, the Ebony and Ivory.
Let me look that up. Jack A, 68.
I can't go to break. Marla Gibbs, starring.
Sorry.
Give me the first initial after you look it up. This is
for the housekeeper?
Yeah, the housekeeper of the Jeffersons.
That wasn't Lenny Kravitz's mom, was it?
No, that's Roxy Roker. She was Helen Willis.
Yeah, she was pretty.
I am totally dumbfounded.
I didn't watch much of Jeffersons, and it doesn't say on here who was what.
Look up the character name that Marla Gibbs played in the Jeffersons.
Oh, okay, it was Florence.
It wasn't
you sucker!
Oh, you didn't
give me the first letter.
Florence.
Okay, Paige said Florida. That was close enough.
Last letter, J.
Yeah. Johnson.
Johnston.
No way. I'll give
I knew she was on that show.
I'll give you free lunch if you tell me what was the name of the charity that Wheezy ran. It was very, very ambiguous. It just sounded like it was a money laundering front. It was called the Help Center.
George.
George, I'm going down to the Help Center with Helen Willis.
Maybe that's where Linda Richman came from, a white version of Wheezy.
Screw Mike Myers, man.
You don't like him for real?
Nope. No. I know why he feels the way he does, but he's... We need to get the politics out of comedy. We got to get the politics out of comedy. Otherwise, we're not going to be laughing in the future.
Well, comedians will tell you that they need to be there to comment on it, though.
I think you need to keep it because it lightens things up. You shouldn't be so serious all the time.
No. I'm saying no. I agree that you make fun of things. You observe both sides. But you're not allowed to, I don't think, in my opinion, you're allowed to make fun of all these atrocities and laugh at it. But then when it comes to something that leans a certain way, you're like, but seriously, guys, I'm serious right now. No jokes. Like, Carlin would make you laugh all the way through it and give you a little lesson.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and feel like I'm being talked to like I'm at a church.
Every comedian thinks they got to give you a lesson, though.
All of them.
Like, don't need it.
Everybody's all excited about Jon Stewart. I'm like, different now. It's a different, it's not the same. Like, Trevor Noah.
He's not a comedian.
No.
He's a public speaker.
No.
He's never said anything funny.
And
ever.
But at the same time, like, one of the best ever to do it, Richard Pryor, wrote some of the most degrading jokes about himself.
Yeah.
And his people.
Paul Mooney probably wrote most of them.
Because it was like, God, what, who was it that said, if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anybody at all? Who was that?
I think it was a handicapped person, whoever it was.
Probably so. I don't know. Yeah, that's awful to say. It's
I don't know why they did.
Physically impaled. Impaired.
Jeez. That is one of them, right?
Hey, it's a 3-hour show, guys. Take it home.
All right, Odyssey. Good morning. App. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ew. Where you at, Mary Beth? You
thank you, Mary Beth from Weight Watchers.
Thank you.
There she is.
What a sweet lady.
Remember, I wanted to bring them over some fudge brownies I'd made.
Oh, yeah,
for the 50th anniversary of Weight Watchers.
That's, I think, so it was. Nice. Yeah.
You're just trying to be nice.
Yeah. No, we can't accept those.
I'm
come
so
on. You've helped me lose so much weight, Mary Beth. Thank you.
We're going to gain it back if you bring that to us.
Thank you.
Sweet them fudge brownies.
I'll take them.
It could be a, you know, an Urban Dictionary term for all I know. I don't even want to say it.
What?
A fudge brownie.
I know. What could that mean now?
It could be like a soggy waffle. Or
remind me of, never mind.
Or Boston
never
pancake.
Mind us.
Edibles.
Oh,
oh, how dare you, Paige? You said edibles. Oh, my God. Like, what do you mean? Like, food?
You rebel.
I love the way that edibles now means drug food. It's not just like, we're going on a picnic. Oh, what'd you bring? Some edibles.
What?
No, crackers and this cheese tray.
I had a...
Roll some drugs.
Don't worry, Matt. There's no American cheese on there.
My cousin broke up with the girl that made the best edibles ever. I'm thinking, why? Why did you
but
break
have
up
you,
with her?
Oh, man. Huh? Was your cousin
have
one?
Have you consumed Boy, enough cousin. To know, though? Because I've had some before that literally for the first 2 hours, I'm like, we got hoodooed. There was nothing in this stuff. And then hour three.
See, that's what...
Long kick-ins.
Just put me to
sleep. It's really hard. I know, man.
It was perfect.
In the dirt.
I just needed one, and I went to sleep.
You druggies out there, don't you like hate living and dying by that
old dope
feeling?
Heads?
Right. Yeah, you old pill heads, dope heads. Like
too much of anything is bad. Like that, there was a time when I, so that was based on reality. There, I went on to an event, wasn't station related, and I just had to pause and shake my head up and down. Yes, it was not though, and I had said brownie, and I was like. This is a work here. Like, dude is telling us this. Just the placebo. Like, oh, man, I feel it. And you're like, there ain't nothing in it, dude. You dork. So.
Like, he's putting on.
As when I got home, I had a second one.
Oh, no. That's what I did.
When I tell you that I got in the bed in the fetal position and stayed for like 20 straight
Impossible.
Hours. I'm not kidding you. It was like. God, I'm going to die from marijuana overdose. Because it was in a brownie. You know? Yeah. It was an edible.
It took me 2 hours to do the dishes when I have a problem with chocolate.
I like a man with dirty dishes. Oh, God.
By the way, P1 Howdy Clemson.
Good job, man.
Good job. We'll put you on the payroll.
You're not getting our money.
You're not getting, I mean, if
really?
new opportunities present themselves, but he made a soundboard, and I could easily go listen to the podcast. I'm too busy. But where did that come from when Paige started talking about, she was speaking as a woman who was into bad hygiene.
She just kind of went off on like her character. We can play a little of the soundboard.
I love it, man.
Oh, my God. Nasty man.
I like a nasty man.
Yeah, baby. I like a nasty man.
Yeah, baby. And he plays them on loop. So if you like leave it on there, it just says it over and over again. It's freaking great.
Yeah, baby. I like a nasty man.
Put that to a beat right there, Maddie, my new favorite parody.
I want to go to your house and make sure that you got dirty sheets.
Yeah, what was that last one?
I want to go to your house and make sure that you got dirty sheets.
You said like your last name, Sugar
Baker. Make sure your sponge stinks.
That's the worst one.
I still don't know what that fully means. Like, you talking about a loofah?
Yeah, your kitchen sponge. Oh. You ever smell that? That's horrible.
I don't have a sponge.
You don't trust
in my
people
kitchen.
That have stinky sponges.
I got a scrub daddy. He's always smiling at me.
God, I love those in the scrub mamas.
Oh, I want to make sure your sponge stinks.
Oh, man. Come here, sponge daddy.
That's by far the worst one. She interjected that one like close to the end.
Turn that frown upside down.
What a hair in the shower. That's hot.
What about the rings on the toilet might be my favorite one. Oh, it sounds like a Lainey Wilson song.
Rings in the toilet? Let's see if I got that one.
Ring on my finger, not in the toilet.
I want to use your toothbrush and look at your toothpaste tube and know that you haven't used much of it because it's all crusted over.
A person with that voice doesn't care about hygiene. They're not looking at stuff like that.
If Paige ever starts smoking, cool.
And it's like Paige is listening to it and doesn't remember saying any of this stuff, which is the best part. She's like, oh my God, did I say that? That's AI. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, we could AI it somehow.
I want rings on my finger, not on your toilet.
Yeah! That's your Lainey Wilson song.
Well, toilet rings.
We'll become songwriters. We'll be on Songwriters Row.
Rings on my finger, not on your toilet, baby.
You know what?
On my finger, not on my toilet.
Obviously,
no PJ parties in my house.
Oh, you ring around the bathtub. Like, you would, you know, you appreciate the effort, but maybe it's not as hard as we think it is for him to clip them all.
She likes the good and dirty.
Well, that particular day, again, I don't know what the draw was that caused that. It was just like...
She's filthy guy.
She said that she was a little, you know, a little punchy.
I thought that was the horny day.
I did too. She just kind of went off on him.
I like a man with greasy hair.
He went howdy Clemson. You're awesome. You're awesome.
I think you shared it, right? So there's a way definitely people could just log on to it and just...
Yeah, so I told him, I said, hey, make us a collaborator on here. And he did it, and then that way we can... So it's on... might just be on Instagram, though, at the Rise Guys.
Oh, my God.
Come in, his armpits, it kind of smell like onion.
Oh, I know that smell.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not an onion person, but have you ever, like, you know, maybe, like, left the gym or whatever, and you raise your arms, and you say... Smells like fajitas here, and then you realize it's your onion. Bio.
Your onion
last
arm.
Night, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a man that doesn't have toilet paper.
Oh, God.
My gosh.
It's like an extra kind of freak.
Dirty
right
fingernails,
there.
I suppose, is the thing for you.
I don't know where I've been.
You a bathroom freak?
Like, it's literally like she's sitting here, and we went to some kind of bachelorette party, and she got all drunk and didn't remember anything she said. She's listening to, like, oh, my God, I said that.
Did I say that? I like a bald swing sniffer. Like a man.
Put a ring on my finger, not on my toilet. Like, that's gold. That's the best like one. Right up there, like a belt with no pants.
Well, what's the other thing she said? If it's not on the page, it's not on the stage.
Oh, that's yeah. from that's, her year of being acting. A thespo.
You don't do your own thing because they pay a lot of money for that script.
That's right.
And you do it verbatim.
Yes. That's the kind of diskettes I used to use back in the computer age. All right. Yes.
Apologize for that.
Man, that was such a
3 hours of sleep.
I knew everything computers until about like 1999, and then I quit. Quit learning everything.
You got a lot to catch up on, buddy.
Paige, what is in the pledge? And try to say this as a lady, and not as you previously were talking.
Apologize. Well, Ben Affleck wouldn't mind another shot at Jennifer. Which Jennifer are we talking about?
Oh, Jennifer.
Brzezinski.
I'll say Freeman.
I'll say our traffic girl. Or is she a weather person or traffic? Jennifer Vachitsky.
I don't know. I think she's a traffic woman.
She didn't come to the, I think it's person ass.
She wasn't at the Christmas
party. She didn't come to the Christmas party.
Oh, damn.
What'd you just say?
Damn.
Oh, okay. I think you said what
damn.
You
mean.
All right, good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.